Yeah. Oh, man. Chris Cornell, there's a front man for you. That guy's wicked good and wicked dead right now. Pretty much, that's not good.
No. No. Nope. It's not good.
Yeah, the big bands of pretty much Eddie Vedder's left out of all the big bands. Lane Staley left, and you got Chris Cornell now. Man, I started off being so awesome because I love this song, and then I went, oh, man, I guess that's Seattle for you.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome, really cool city, but it really is overcast, isn't it?
It was a lot of fun, and I don't know if the city has something to do with it or what, but I did not know this, but I found out while I was out there, Jimi Hendrix, originally from Seattle.
Oh, absolutely.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's totally Seattle guy. Yeah. When I first heard that, I'm like, was Seattle even around then? Is it even... Man. But yeah, no. Jimi Hendrix from Seattle. He's a former enlisted, too.
Yeah.
Really awesome dude. Also died at the age of 27, just like a whole bunch of people.
Like Kurt Cobain,
yeah,
also.
This is an interesting year, Luke. You can make something really awesome and then just, burn out like a blaze of glory, buddy.
Hey, man.
You're going to have to get...
Don't put that evil on me.
You're going to have to go from the 0 to 60 really fast on the drug thing.
I've been trying
to corrupt you, and you're totally uncorruptible. So far.
Well, we'll see.
They don't call me erosion for nothing. It may take a while, but I'll get to you.
Who calls you erosion?
I do.
Okay. What are those self-giving those nicknames?
Yeah,
the
totally.
The coolest version.
But that was totally the way that I would pick up girls in the bar, is that... I would never be overly overbearing and like, hey, what's going on? Because I'm huge. I'm a giant dude, So I'd have to put steady pressure and just kind of like, hey, I'm here. I'm right here. This whole time, I'm right here.
Like the ocean, baby.
Not gonna push it. Not going to be. I'm just like a wonderful, pillow to fall back on. It's fantastic.
Fair enough.
But yeah, they called me erosion back in the day. I would be remiss if I did not mention that today a lot of folks are either having the day off or maybe not having the day off because it is Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, I don't believe the mailman came today, so I believe it is a federally observed holiday.
Awesome. But I'm all for it.
Yeah.
And look, good for Columbus having the gumption to go and say, screw it, the world isn't round, or the world is round, the world isn't flat, let's go and do that. But I'm really bothered. Like yes, Christopher Columbus, raped, murdered, killed, completely destroyed anybody he met on the way. But he also thought he was in India when he got here. And okay, I can understand that.
Time you're getting to this new land.
Absolutely. And let's not pretend like he's the first person here either.
No. Leif Erikson, right?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily that either. There's a lot of different stories. None of them are necessarily completely confirmed, but there's definitely evidence of other civilizations besides ours.
Oh, yes. No, there were people here before
the
anybody else traveled.
Kind of. Right. Of
course. There were people here before anybody else traveled.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
The ocean.
But I'm telling, the narrative of Christopher Columbus coming over and everything. Well, speaking of stories that we tell each other, people still call Native Americans Indians.
Yeah.
And I'm not necessarily one of those, you got to say the right thing PC guy because that derails conversations. And a lot of times most people don't necessarily mean offense. And if you do mean offense, you take it in context and go, okay, then we have a problem.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily think that people use the term Indian in a negative, derogatory type of way. But it bothers the heck out of me because it's a stupid mistake.
Right. It's
that
like
has
the
never been corrected.
Error that, it just, like you said, it's never been.
Again, let's put aside, let's not ignore the fact there was genocide and all that. Absolutely, absolutely horrible things. I'm more just talking about how a narrative of one European dude and his mistake supersedes an entire existence of a population.
Yeah, we memorize as school-age students that in 1492, Columbus sails the ocean blue.
Mm-hmm.
And then we erase a lot of what happened between 1492 and to even this present day.
Mm-hmm.
So that really, I appreciate when people are trying to correct the record and share the stories and information. No matter how awful and the atrocities were awful. Do not get me wrong.
Uh-huh.
But those stories need to be told because there's no way for us to be able to grow if we just continue to try to erase the past.
Yeah.
And so... that gets us to our next headline, which is Governor Tony Evers today, here, the great governor of Wisconsin. He announced an executive order and an official apology for the state of Wisconsin's role in Native American boarding schools on Indigenous Peoples Day. So Wisconsin first recognized Indigenous Peoples Day, I believe, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is
a
relatively recent holiday. And so, Brian, you and I pitched around this story when we were talking, getting ready for today's show. And it's just, it's insane to continue to see the stream. And it doesn't get a whole lot of the headline news. It unfortunately doesn't. But we've just been hearing more and more reports out of Wisconsin, out of Minnesota, a lot of these Great Lake regions that had these boarding schools. In Canada, it was happening.
They are finding bodies everywhere.
Mass graves.
Mass graves.
And so for the governor of Wisconsin to come out and just apologize for the state's role in that on today of all days, I think is just very important. And it's just the next step in us being able to reconcile and address and start to learn from those.
And
past.
Again, does this help anybody? Does this actually take away the pain of this, of the past? No, but it actually acknowledges it. And you can't necessarily move forward in a positive way unless you acknowledge the fact that there was something really, really bad that happened. You know, that's what we're getting involved with here. Indigenous Peoples Day, very important, and I think it's important that we tell the story that's correct. Again, you look at the South Dakota, the Mount Rushmore, right? That was Lakota Holy Land.
Yeah.
And right now, those four presidents look directly over what was Lakota's sacred grounds.
Yeah.
And those four presidents were chosen specifically for their roles in expanding and decreasing the role of the Native American in the Americas. By the way, we are in the United States of America, in the North America part. When you are referring to America, you're talking about whole thing.
I was going to say two vast continents, yeah. The entire Western Hemisphere. Right?
Yeah, again, it's important. Again, I'm not going to get caught up in the syntax syntax thing. But again, it's important to have the right terms and to use the right terms when necessary. And you know what is also important to do? Go to the phones when people call us. You can call us. You can be a part of this show. 844-967-2789. You can call or text anytime. Dick from Madison, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, congratulations to both of you, first of all.
Thanks, man.
I think it'll be a great show. When you were talking about, you know, have you run into people that are right-wing kooks, and you talk to them about other things, and of course, happens to me fairly often, and I had this guy I used to network a lot with watching Badger basketball over the years. Well, that kind of went away about 4.5-5 years ago, if you know what I mean. And, but here's what I was going to ask you. I don't understand people like, for instance, James Carville and his wife, and Kellyanne Conway. I can understand people have difference, and you don't want that. But core beliefs, real hardcore, you know, beliefs on just humanity, for crying out loud, I tend to think that he and his wife and the Kellyanne Conway and her husband, one of the two of them are phonies or both. I don't see how you could be married to somebody and be that totally different on core beliefs.
That's a really, really, really interesting thing, and I've been thinking about that myself. But again, let's not pretend that their marriage is probably one of a little bit of political convenience, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they touched on this actual subject, if you want to talk about narratives and storylines that play through, and it played actually very true, is in the TV show Scandal. The White House press secretary, Abby, had a relationship with the opposing party's front guy, who their strategy guy, and they basically made a deal: we're gonna not talk about this in the bedroom, and we're gonna have fun because we are attracted to each other otherwise. And they made it work. And again, Dick, this is the important thing. This is the thing we got to get to. People are more than people. Although we tell stories to ourselves, and this is what we tell, and these two specific people, the Conways, tell stories to two different stories, two different sides of the world, and they somehow reconcile it together because that's their story together. They have a relationship. I don't know how it works. It wouldn't work for me necessarily, but I'm also in a relationship with somebody who is completely apolitical and thinks we're all idiots. So I mean, is that worse, or would I rather have her actually have an opinion on the subject because she doesn't care to know?
Well, I understand that part of it, what you're talking about with your wife, but I guess what I'm saying is that just she probably has very strong beliefs on, you know, there's certain aspects of this stuff with trout people, for crying out loud, they're plain inhumane.
Yeah.
You take what they did at the border with children and, you know, and on and on and on. I don't have to tell you guys.
Dick.
But that I can't reconcile that.
Dick, absolutely, and thank you for your call. But you got to remember, not one of these people thinks they're doing something wrong.
No, they're all the good guys, and in their minds, they think that they're doing what's right, and that's, I mean, to be a fly on the wall in that household, I think would be interesting. I think Dick makes a great point.
Yeah,
one of them has to be
lying or both, but that's the nature of the thing. That's the job, is to go and tell stories that make sense to people somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're going to Mark from the Sack up next. Mark, what's your tangent today?
You've been talking about Indigenous Peoples Day. A good book to read is the book 1491 by Charles Mann. It talks about what the Indigenous people were doing prior to Columbian contact. The Columbus hitting the islands and the Europeans coming in a major way because. It's obvious, from archaeology, it's probably the Vikings probably, touched the shore of Newfoundland there, and he had some contact with the natives, but it didn't really have a big impact on them. But it talks about the tens of millions of people that probably lived on these two continents when, prior to contact, and the effect of the diseases came. So there's so many people that were wiped out before the Europeans start hitting in a major way. And they were as complicated societies in the Americas as there were in Europe. I mean, there was, warring factions, having, intertribal warfare, inter-empire war, inter-family war, before the Europeans hit. I mean, the Incas, part of the reason we conquered the Incas so easily is that they just got done with a civil war and the disease chaser, and that triple alliance, that is the preferred term for the Aztecs now, is that they were busily, conquering other people so they could have their sacrifices for their temples.
By the way, tribes were completely warring with each other, and there were certain different tribes of the Incas that just didn't do very well, did not play well in the sandbox with others. But the thing is, Mark, and more importantly than, yes, this history is important, the thing is we should learn about this too.
Right.
It should be part of our, we live on this continent. This is how we came to be, and we need to know how these things evolved and how our, because we snuffed out whole civilizations, and we need to know what we did.
Another good title is "Wordy Shipmates" by Sarah Vowell. She talks about in northeastern America, with the Pilgrims and the Puritans and that complicated situation there.
Puritans were. Thank you very much, Mark, for your call. I really appreciate it, man. We're coming to the end of the segment here. Puritans were so stuck up that the English were like, get out of here, man. You and your stuck-up Puritan ways and your... get on the Mayflower. No.
It's a good journey.
It's easy. Just go across. Just sail across the edge of the world and just never, ever, ever come back.
Yeah.
Please. Because Puritans, man, they came over here and they didn't... I mean, yeah, they killed some of the Native Americans and things like that, but they also killed themselves. They also just decided, you know what? I don't like it when ladies talk too much. Let's go and burn them.
Burn the witch.
Because that's really good. I'm glad we imported our culture and the narratives from the Europeans. I say ours because those were my people, probably. I don't know. Most of my stuff is from that area. I don't know. I'm a mutt.
We're Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Come back.